American and Canadian citizens are not required to apply for a visa for Italy if they are planning to stay less than 90 days, but they need to bring their passports. European citizens can enter Italy with only their national identity card. The US State Department provides a wealth of country-specific information for American travelers, including travel alerts and warnings, the location of the US Embassy in each country, and of course, whether or not you need a visa to travel there. www.travel.state.gov/content/passports/en/country.html. Healthcare. Italy ranks among the World Health Organization's top 10 countries for quality health services. Their national healthcare system provides free or very low-cost healthcare. However, if you're not an Italian resident, payment will typically be expected at the time services are rendered. When visiting from outside Europe, it's a good idea to buy supplemental medical insurance to ensure you'll be covered for all costs while in Italy. And remember to carry your health insurance information with you at all times when travelling. Many Italian doctors speak decent English, so communication during emergencies should not be a problem. Set the date. Setting the date for your travel to Florence should be based on your budget and what you would like to experience during the trip. For better rates, book everything: flights, hotels, tours, train and bus passes, etc., as far in advance as possible. Florence is always worth the visit, as it has many attractions you can enjoy in each season. If you can afford it, we suggest planning two separate trips, one in the warmer peak season and another in the off-season. That way, you'll get to experience the two very different sides of Florence. The off-season is definitely during the winter months, December, January and February. Prices will be much lower, with the exception of Christmas time, and you might even get lucky and enjoy some mild weather. The high season starts up again in the spring. April and May are very popular months for a Florentine vacation. Great weather. Summer, from June to September, can be quite steamy and humid, but it's still a great time to visit if you want to take part in outdoor events, concerts, festivals, theatre productions, etc. Just keep in mind that there will likely be crowds of tourists everywhere you go. In the months of October and November, you still get nice weather, but less tourists and local traffic in general, since school resumes. Pack. When planning your trip to Florence, you should consider packing only the essentials appropriate for the season in which you will be travelling. By far the most important thing to pack is a good pair of walking shoes, water-resistant if you're travelling in colder months, comfortable light sandals or sneakers to walk good distances in the warmer weather. We don't advise bringing completely new shoes on your trip to Florence. Test them before you have to use them. You'll be doing a lot of walking in this city, so it's absolutely crucial to have the best, most comfortable shoes with you. If you're planning on visiting the beautiful cathedrals of Florence, bring clothes that appropriately cover your shoulders and legs. In the colder months, bring a warm sweater, clothes that you can layer, and a rain jacket. Don't forget sunscreen, sunglasses, and a hat. If you don't speak Italian, be sure to pack a good conversational Italian phrase guide to bring along with you. You'll find people a lot friendlier toward you if you don't go around assuming they speak your language. A backpack can be handy during the day when you go out sightseeing and collecting souvenirs, particularly when getting on and off buses, boats, trains or trams. Hand sanitizer is always great to have along with you when travelling. A simple first aid kit is always a good idea to have in your luggage, just in case. As far as must-have electronics, don't forget that Europe uses 220 to 240 volts. So travellers from outside Europe will need to bring along a universal electric plug converter that can work for both lower and higher voltages. This way you'll be able to plug in your cell phones, tablets, curling irons, etc. during the trip. Make copies of your travel documents and your passport and email them to yourself before your trip. This can prevent lots of hassle.